So as we have been considering the Lord's Prayer, and some people refer to it as a kingdom prayer, and the reason why is that? Because it begins with, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," and then it ends with, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." And it begins with focusing on God the Father, and it ends by focusing on God's kingdom. So it's a kingdom prayer. But in the middle of the prayer, after acknowledging His holy name, acknowledging His will, then He teaches us, Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily needs, our daily bread, our daily food, the things we need." So if the context is, "I am yours, enable me to serve you, enable me to glorify you." And how do I do that? Well, I need to eat. I need to drink. I need my daily sustenance. I need to breathe. I need these things. And these all come from you. Give us what we need to glorify you. But notice in our text, or in the next part, it says, "And concerning other people, forgive us as we forgive them." The focus is first, or has He forgiven me? And if the answer is yes, then what am I called to do? I'm to forgive you. I'm to forgive others as He has forgiven me. I don't know about you, but that's a hard thing to do. What does it mean to forgive? It means to take the burden of the consequences of the other person's actions and place it on yourself. I'm mad at you, and I'm going to punch you because of what you did. But I forgive you, so I'm not going to do so. I'm going to take that on me. Is that easy to do when you're offended? When you're really offended? Someone robs you, hurts you. "Lord, I can't forgive this person at this time." No, but can God forgive this person at this time for what he has done against God and me? And God does, right? God, give me the strength to be able to forgive as I am forgiven. Notice what it says. First, it focuses on our sins. "For the sake of Christ's blood, he does not impute to us our manifold transgressions." And we're going to talk about that in the sermon. As a matter of fact, one of the questions I have as I would start the sermon is, how bad are your sins? How often do you remind yourself of what Christ has done for you? Do you do it daily? Do you stop at some point during the day and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins"? The old question that brothers and sisters in Uganda used to say to one another, I don't know if they still do that, but they would greet one another and ask, "Have you seen the cross today, brother? Have you seen the cross today, sister? Have you looked upon the cross? Have you looked upon what God has given you in Christ? The forgiveness of your sins." Is that a good question to ask yourself and to ask your brother or sister in Christ? "And the evil which always clings to us." Is anybody without sin? Or do you battle with sin every day in your members? The old man, Paul writes. Or this body of death. He says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?" What is he talking about? Well, he knows the right thing to do, but he doesn't do it. And he knows there's a war within himself, and he, "Lord, help, I can't do it. How can I be delivered?" And thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. How can we show, how do we see that work of grace in us, it says? By full purpose, from the heart, forgiving our neighbor. And again, that's grace to do that, right? Who gets the glory when we forgive our neighbor? God does. Is it possible for God to forgive your neighbor? Has he forgiven you of greater transgressions than he or she will ever commit against you. It's a hard one, isn't it? But he is able. Amen? Amen.